listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Since I've played the game, what goes where and who says when it's too late? Like a long walk on the beach, we find a way for us to meet. Connect in touch with a memory of you. Yes, I will. They all said you need to run away. Just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. I'm falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece in a pot, I've been a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the size of heaven and pumpkin pie. A sweet dream that finally came true. Yes, it did. They all said you need to run away. We just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a get a chance, we can make a life. Falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Shalala, 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 shalala. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Give me a raw, we just fit so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said give me a chance, we can make a life. We're falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.
Everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is a little bit different, as I like to do every single episode, just slightly different. I am on the road right now, so I am pretty much talking to you as I'm driving, like you would sort of have with somebody on speakerphone. You might hear a clicking in the background, and that's because I have my turn signal on, so the blinker is on and I am waiting in a decent amount of traffic. There are some power lines down. We had a huge storm about a little over a week ago, and there are still some power lines that are down. Pretty intense. At any rate, I wanted to touch base with you because, well, it's sort of like the weekly podcast that I record. That I send to Art, who is amazing, Art Ackerman, over at the City of Angels Recovery Radio, and he publishes these for me, and I wanted to give a shout-out to him because he's been so gracious and so amazing. He's had me in his studio a couple times, and we've recorded live podcast sessions that have been about an hour to an hour and a half long each, and it's just really great to be able to talk about what I'm doing to serve and support those with music in the different ways that I do so. As well as kind of give some updates as what's going on musically, some of the songs I've written and what's going on in the local music scene. So shout out to Art Ackerman from the City of Angels. Everything that they do is quite remarkable. They do a rock fest every single, well, they've been doing it, I don't want to say every single year, but there's a 5K sort of fun run and walk that they put on, and they have live music at it. I performed at it last year. It was at the big festival stage at Mercer County Park, their grounds, which was really, really amazing. A massive stage for one person to perform on. So it felt like I was playing in a stadium, the amount of space that I had on stage for just me as a solo act. Really neat. Just some great guys. I volunteered at a couple other events they've done in the past. They've done something at DiLorenzo's Pizza. It's a fundraiser. And I've performed there. They're very, very prevalent, and they're really trying to help and support those who have addiction problems, and mainly, not just this, but mainly those who struggle with heroin addiction, among other things. So huge shout out to Kevin Mira and Art Ackerman and anybody else a part of the team that does some tremendous work with City of Angels, and especially their recovery radio. In addition to that, wanted to touch base with you too because, man, it is hot as Hades out there. In New Jersey, we about a week and a half ago, we had 3-4 days in a row where it was 95 degrees and above. And that's fairly rare for us to have something like that, you know, in mid-July. That might be more realistic to happen late July into August for sure. But mid-July was a little bit early for that. Today, we're supposed to get up to 95 again. It's going to be hot out there, so stay safe, stay cool, and do your best to hydrate as much as possible. And this is something that, you know, it doesn't just go along for when it's not just true for when it's super hot outside, but just in general. We just have to make sure we hydrate ourselves, and that's just not talking about literal hydration with water, Gatorade, juice, smoothies, whatever you do to hydrate yourself physically with nutrients, but we have to really find a way to hydrate ourselves spiritually and emotionally as well. And, you know, I've talked about this a little bit in other episodes, but, you know, what can you do to kind of feed your soul, so to speak? Never mind just feeding your body, but what do you do to feed your soul? Do you spend time in meditation and prayer? Do you spend time just thinking about the goodness in life and really have good things to look forward to and show gratitude and are thankful for the things that you do have and the people that you have in your life? These are easy ways to feed your soul. Doing something for somebody else, you know, serving, that also feeds your soul. And it gives you life. It gives you energy. And, you know, I've said this to a lot of people over the last year and a half or so since I've been on my own with my business full time, is I feel like I haven't had so much energy in my life as I do now. And it's crazy because to think 10 years ago, I was 25 10 years ago. And to think where I am now, I have, I'm not exaggerating this either, at least 5 times the amount of energy I have now than I did when I was 25. And I know it's because every single day I'm doing something that fulfills me, gives me purpose and meaning, and it feeds my soul. I mean, it's basically like I drank 3 cups of coffee at the end. Like, when I come home at the end of the day, my wife sometimes has asked me, have you had a coffee culotta? I used to drink them a while ago. But no, I don't. I don't drink coffee. I very rarely have caffeine. Anybody will ask you, I have a bunch of energy, and I do believe it is because I found, like, my purpose and my mission and calling in life, and I'm able to utilize my hobbies and passion that I have in music and in helping people. And it could be 6-7 o'clock at night, and I still have bounds and bounds of energy. When a lot of people that I know, they get home from work and they're pretty beat, and they just sit down on the couch and veg out. And I am very much the opposite. I mean, I'm outside running around with my son, riding bikes, playing baseball in the backyard. Have a bunch of energy, and it's just crazy. It's also too because I've changed my diet into eating a little bit healthier. I stopped eating meat, and I very rarely eat fish, so I'm almost a complete vegetarian. I guess you would call me a pescatarian right now because I eat fish every so often, but for the most part I am just doing not eating meat and supplementing it, you know, when I don't get the protein from meat from other sources, like veggie burgers, black bean burgers, quinoa, lots of different vegetable smoothies that are high in protein and other really good nutrients like kale and spinach, lots of salads. At any rate, it fulfills me. And so this is something very important. To do something that fulfills you, that you find a lot of meaning in, and that you are able to help others, I believe that is the secret to living a well-rounded, very happy, and mission-based, meaningful life. And, you know, there could be other things that get in the way of that sometimes, like the day-to-day chores and responsibilities that you have as an adult. But for the most part, it should give you energy and not suck the energy from you. So if you're in a job or somewhere where you just feel like you're just beat up at the end of the day and you're just exhausted mentally and physically, and you just feel like you're in a rut, you're stuck in a hole, and you're not sure how to get out, try to go back to think, what is something that I really enjoy doing, that I really get a lot out of, I have a lot of fun, that you almost lose track of time? Because that's another really cool thing. There's some times I totally lose track of time with music, and I'm okay with that, because it's kind of like this thing that is sort of eternal for me, and it's really neat to be able to sit down on the guitar and have 45 minutes to an hour go by, and you feel like it's 5 minutes. There's something magical in that. So if you dig back deep, and maybe go back to when you were a kid and what you really enjoyed doing, and see if you could find a way to monetize that. I mean, that would be to make that your career and help others with it. That would be such a great thing to do, and I know it would give you lots of energy, and you'd feel great about yourself. So that's it. Just wanted to give you a heads up and check in with you on that. What can you do to feed your soul today? That would inevitably feed other people's souls, because it's like the old saying, you have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. And that's totally true here. You have to feed your soul before you can start feeding other people's souls. So have a great day today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Myself, I wouldn't carry the burden from yesterday.
up from where I left off in regret. It's so hard to say no, and all you've said is yes, yes, yes. The voices in my head do battle to the death, to see which one's right and which one's wrong. Does it really matter in the end? The devil's on my shoulder telling me to take a hit, while an angel rests on baby's breath. This is my friend, it's time to quit. If you don't change your ways, your ways will change you. Blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future.
moment last, to make this moment last, to make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see, we're slowly coming. Forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.